I was reminded that people hold down. So go with all the cases. Yes, I mean, there is really nothing in the case, yes, I mean, just in the shampoo, the tie of the morals. All right. Now, the Gimel of Dala, Manai Taimi, the boy, Exilishmo, Vim Tema, the mighty maskin on the rabbi, Israel, the Rove, Naked maskin, Trablazer. והבה בפני נחתב משום לשמו ובפני נחתב משום שנמצוי ניקאי so according to מסכון הדגמור that רבי is Israel Rove רבי Israel Rove so why does the Gemara have difficulties applying the Mishnah the Gemara could apply the Mishnah according to Rabbi Lezer And true Rablezer only requires Ksimalishmo. And not Ksimalishmo. But since Rabbi is Israel Rove, so before Nechtam, the Shliach has to say on account of Kiyum, and before Nechtam, because of Lishmo. V'tirchaklein ma'adikula ha'chsugi v'gam ravashe d'omar l'kamon Rebiudi, ayra l'maitis al-kedai toch meikor. It's a dirchak to say that the whole shakl l'tayet l'gimore is forced to apply it a little bit Ravashi is forced to apply it a little bit Rav Yudi even though we don't pass from Rav Yudi so it's all because the whole Shaka Vitaya of the Gemara assumed that Rabbi is the Rabbi after all since the Maskon of the Gemara Rabbi is the Rabbi so why should Ravashi apply the Mishnah not a little bit Hilchese V'yesh Lema The rabbi af lefiya maskone bo yachsim ha-mishmo. Kim di yadamu l'maham. Because the Gemara here, that people of Dalai, the bottom, discuss why is rabbi less than rabbi. So the Gemara says, if the town had been like rabbi, that it's only because of Yidimitzu Mikaimei, so the Shliach should, the Chachom should be Misake, the Shliach has to say before the Nechta. But why the Chachom Misake, the Shliach should say before the Nechta? So how does Rabbi explain it? So Rabbi explains it because also Lachluve became Shtogel Daoni. So then the question is, so what kind of a proof does Rabbi have? That the Tam is because of Lishmo. Maybe the Tam is because of Yitzim Likaimi. And the reason as to why the Chachomim required him to say before Nechtav is in order to prevent Achlufe Bishtor Ezaome. So the Gemara says that Rabbi holds there is no possibility of Achlufe. There is no possibility of Achlufe anyway. Why not? Because everybody knows that Get is distinguished from other Shtores. In what way is Get distinguished from other Shtores? Because Yodamu is Loimam. So there is a machlik between Rashi and Tesis. What it means Yodamu, according to Tesis, Yodamu means if two say Yodamu, but they didn't witness the signing. They just are familiar, they recognize the signatures. But they didn't witness the signing. So then it's not Mehane. So Memele, from the fact that Yodamu is not Mehane, from the fact that Yodamu is not Mehane, so Rabbi deduces that the Tam is because of Lishmo. Because if the Tam would be because of Kiyum, so Yodamu should be Mehane. So Tesis says before, so how does Rabbi know that Yodamu is not Mehane? Maybe Yodamu is Mehane. So maybe Rabbi could say like Rove, so he would be arguing in a circle. So Teisve said before that the reason how does Rabbi know that Yodamu is not Mehane is Midayik from the Mishnah in the second period. Because Victor Echodim for the Nechtam, Shnaimim for the Nechtam Koshu. Mashmul Rabbi Yodamu Mehane, because here the Mishnah uses the Loshen before Neim on Nechtam. So it's only if they testify, only if the two testify, then they witness the signing. But if they just say, we recognize the signatures, it's not enough. So it's a raya. So you see that Yodamu is not Mehane.
Now, since you done it that mehane, so it's a raya that it's because based upon lishmo, because if it had been based just upon kiyum, so you done it should be mehane. What will Rave do with that mishne? So Rave would say that it's lav davki b'vonayinu nechtam. Even if Shnayim would say, even if Shnayim would say that we are familiar with the signatures, it's also. So this is what Jesus says. The Rabbi, so in other words, so the Gemara says that the proof of Rabbi and the Tam is based upon Lishmo. And it's not just an individual Likaime, consists in the fact because Rabbi has a deal from the Mishnah second Peruk, and the Yelani is not Mahane. And if it had been based exclusively upon Kiyom, so then Yodanu should be effective. Some Mele, even if we are Maskone, we have to say that Rabbi holds that the Chassim has to be Lishmo. And that even though that Rabbi is Israel the Rabbi, so that means that before the Nechtam is required because of Kiyom. But not only is the Bifonei Nechtam required because of Kiyum, it's required because of Lishmo too. Because if according to Rabbi's Maskone, so the Bifonei Nechtam would be required exclusively because of Kiyum, so then Lefi HaMaskone, Rabbi should say that Yudanu is Mehane. And Rabbi has a view from the Mishneh that Yudanu is not Mehane. Some will have to say, Yishlema, the Rabbi of Maskone, boy, you're saying Lishmo. Kim the Yudanu and Mehane. Di mehane lefi maskone, tikshe rabbi my time lo makarove. Because if it is mehane, Yodanu, so he's not mitayik from the Mishnah second period. If he's not mitayik from the Mishnah second period, and he holds that Yodanu is mehane, so then the question is, how does Rabbi know that before the Nechtav is based upon Lishmo? Maybe the whole thing is because of Mitzvah. No, maybe Rabbi requires Nechtam only because of Kiyum. And he doesn't require before a Nechtam for two reasons, because of Kiyum and because of Lishmo. But then you ask, but Rabbi is retired from the Mishnah second period that Yodanu is not Mehane. So alright. So maybe according to Rabbi, so the reason is why the Mishnah says that Yodanu is not effective, even though the whole purpose of Nechtam is because of Kiyum, not because of Lishmo, but the Yodanu is not effective in order to prevent Achlufe. So he says no, he couldn't say that the pshat in the Mishnah second period that Yodanu is not effective is because is in order to prevent Achlufe. Because since Rabbi requires before a Nechtav an account of Shmo, so the since he has to say before a Nechtav, so the Mele there couldn't be Achlufe anyway. So it's not necessary that the Chachom should be Misake, that Yodanu should not be effective because of Achlufe. Because according to Rabbi that he requires before a Nechtav an account of Shmo, so there couldn't be any Achlufe anyway. Alright. So, what does Teisa say here? What Teisa says here is, I mean, it's only again the Shakur Italia of the Gemara. Eh? It's this is a Marsho and Maram Shif thesis. But it's a little confusing, but you have to know, I mean, what Teisa says. Now, so what Teisa says here is that Rabbi holds, even according to Maskone of the Gemara, even according to the Maskone of the Gemara, so Rabbi admits, even according to Maskone of the Gemara, Rabbi admits that Yodanu is Lemahan. Yodanu is Lemahan. And what's this is Raye? Because if according to Maskone of the Gemara that Rabbi is the Rove, Yodanu is Mehane, so then the question arises, the Rabbi by time of Roma Karove. So the Gemara says, because because hoch mi donne hoch am yadin hoch mi vonai hoch yadin hoch mi vonai so and Robbe says and that or to hoch ki am gnu yadin mi le mehne so Rabbe says that yadinon so Rabbe says that yadinon that Yadinon is Loi Mehane. That Yadinon is Loi Mehane, so that's a raya. So Mele Rabbi couldn't say like that. This is Teisa Shite, but the Ramban Shite is to the contrary. The Ramban Shite is that according to the Maskone of the Gemara, so Rabbi can hold that Yodanu. That Yodanu is Mehana. The Ramban says that even according to Maskone of the Gemara, so Rabbi can agree with Rove that we are Cheshish, our Gezi, and deal with Osel Achluf and became Shtore Dalam. Of course, Yodanu couldn't be effective according to Rabbi, because since according to Rabbi, so it's based upon the time of Lishmo. It's based upon Lishmo. So Mele, even if two say Yodanu, so that's a raya that it's not Mizuyev, but it's no raya that Echsime was written with signed Lishmo. But even according to Maskona of the Gemara, Teisa says here, Teisa Shite is that even according to Maskona of the Gemara, that Rabbi is Isli Rabbi. So still, Rabbi is not Gezia. Mishimosa Lachluf and became Shtobas Daome, but only Rabbi says Oslachluf became Shtobas Daome. But Rabbi says no, Nidome, Hosom Yadina Noche Befonai, Hosom Ishaloi Mehem Noche Ishememne. So the Mele, there couldn't be. And according to Rabbi, there couldn't be a Gzeira Dilma Osel Achluf Kishtor Dalme. So the Ramban says no. In the Havamin of the Gemore, that Rabbi is less later of it. So then the question arose, why did Rabbi prefer the time of Lishmo as against the time of King? Make it easy. So Rabbi had to have a diuk. So he had to have a riot. So Memele, so the Gemara had to say, Rabbi said that my time of Akrove, the Omalochim came hastily before the Nechtam, Visuloi, before the Nechtam Lomali, Shmamun had been a Lishmo. And then Rabbi says, Bidin the Lace Nochel, Bikin Oslachlu, Bikin Shtogadarni. So, how does Rabbi know that the time is because of Lishmo? Maybe the time is because of Kiyum, and the reason is why he has to say before the Nechtav is to prevent Achlufe. So the Gemara was supposed to say
that according to Rabbi, Rabbi is not the easier for us to be. Masha'in came according to Maskona of the Gemara. According to Maskona of the Gemara, that Rabbi is his leader of it, so then there is no difficulty with Rabbi. Why Rabbi my time of a Rabbi? Rabbi is very simple. Rabbi on the contrary is chishish for all the sources in the world. According to the Havamina of the Gemara, that Rabbi less leader of it, so Rabbi bases the takone of for the Nechtav only upon Nishmo. And upon the Choshe of Shalom Nishmo. And Rove bases it only upon the Choshe of Zil. So Mimele, the question arose, why was Rabbi so convinced that the for the Nechtav is based upon the Choshe of Shalom Nishmo? How does he know that it's not based upon the Choshe of Zil? So the Gemara had to say, because the Rabbi's proof consisted in the fact that the Shliach also has to sing before the Nechtav. If it had been based upon the Choshe of Ziyuv, so then he wouldn't have to sing before the Nechtav. So Rabbi had to say no. He had to say, he has to sing before the Nechtav in order to preclude the possibility of Achlufe Bikim Shtore Dalme. So Mele, so again the question arose, how does Rabbi know that the Tam is not based upon Kiyum? So then the Gemara was forced to say that Rabbi is not cheshish for the Gzeire of Dilmosel Achlufe Bikim Shtore Dalme. Mashim, can according to Maskona of the Gemara, that Rabbi is Lidrobe, so then the Gemara cannot even ask. The Gemara cannot even ask. Rabbi, my time alone, Makirovi. Because Rabbi is chishish for all the choshes possible. So, in other words, according to Rabbi, so Mr. Asmore, if the Chachomim were Misaki before the Nechtav, for the Nechtav, so they wanted to determine that there is no psul in the get, whether the psul is because of Ziu or the psul is because of Shalom Lishmo. So, Mele, according to Maskona the Gemara, the Ramban says that Rabbi also is gezer. He's also cheshish mishum achluf v'mishtor ezal. All right, this is the Ramban. Now let's see the next verses. Ditnan in gezer mechuver. Hach sugeru v'somuv name de meike ravashe masnisin kirab yede. Asi kirishlokish gifir ibeiz. De meike masnisin kirab meya. De chos mishon. De mashmach sime mamish. In other words, the Gemara applies the Mishnah of the Gisim Mechuber al Libel Rav Meir. But on that point, there is a machlokes Amroi between Rish Lakish on one hand and Rabbi Yechon Shmuel on the other. So in the second parak, so Rish Lakish says that this Mishnah of the Gisim Mechuber records with Rav Meir. Now, so according to Rav Meir, Ksive does not have Bilishmo on the Chzime. So Mele, Rish Lakish says that when the Mishnah says Chosmei means Chzime Mamish. But Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel, they apply the Mishnah according to Rabbi Lezer. And according to them, when the Mishnah says Chosmei, it doesn't mean Chzime, but Chosmei means complete. Teiroch Sumonito. In other words, in a completed state, in a completed form. So Abba Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel make us must listen to Rabbi Lezer. So in case we mechuba l'karke, what does it mean in case mechuba l'karke l'chatkile only? But the evidence is not possible. Even the tefes, even the unimportant material of the get, other than hariat mitzvos l'chodom shimabal shimoyisho nemokim in esman. So the other material is not important. So midraisi doesn't have to be lishmo, but midrabonu l'chatkile. I mean, midraisei doesn't have to be bitolish, but midrabonon lechatchile, it has to be written bitolish. The tefes, the unimportant part of the get. So in case in mechuba lekarke, the tefes, course we are mechuba lekarke, but suppose you know the tefes, and mechuba, and then tolshe, and he completed the tefes he wrote, and tolush, so chosme means completed, not nikosha. So according to Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel, so we have no raya that Rabbi Meir doesn't require any ksiva lishmo. aber der bichon shmul mikos mas tis problem ze bchos matir koy tli masim mik mit yosim nik yo sipir kan zok vil shmul ve oh so then the question is according to shmul rab yechanan how do we know that rabbi that rabbi doesn't require simul shmul rabbi khana nam li shmul khiyar de rab meya le boy ksi vil shmul kini mosi bi somur mit rab nachmen do mar im rab meya fun mos bash vim te ma ve khana mo khana okh de boy ksi vil shmul דיו מלך התחילה בו יקסיבו לשמוע, כדי בו ילך התחילה ביטולוש. So, what's the raya that from this Mishnah, or from Rav Nachman's memory, from this Mishnah, what's the raya from this Mishnah, that even Chathile, it's not required. Ksiva Lishmo, or maybe Lechathile Rav Meir requires Ksiva Lishmo, just as he requires Lechathile B'Tolosh. Because Rosh Hagmore is here at Meyach, Sime Boy, Ksiva Loi Boy. That means even Lechathile not. But he mentioned the Mishneh in connection with Mechuber, and in connection with Mechuber. So the Mishneh says in so many words that Lechathile you're not allowed to write the Ksiva in Mechuber. V'yesh Leimah, Da'afilu Lechathile Boy, Ksiva Lishmo, לוי מסוק ממסליס נתבוסי כיבן דיבת כושר לא היו מסק נלימה בפולי נחת so this says that the raya is that in other words the Mishnah couldn't come out like Rav Meir, our Mishnah because in order that the Mishnah should come out like Rav Meir, so the fact that Lechathile that the Ksiva has to be written Lishmo is not in all. But it has to be possible the Eved also. Because if the Eved is kosher, even though Lechathile it's required to be Lishmo, so then the Chachomim wouldn't be misakin it akonim for an echta because of Lechathile. Alright. The it number is very based, the Iloma before an echta be possible. We take a read. The Hoche Mashma, the Wimmy Super Maslissen, Kreb Meyer, Wimmy Super Maslissen. And then another Teretz, that from the second, from the Mishnah, the second Perik, it in this Mishnah, second Perik, it's mentioned that even the Eved, it's possible. We take a look. The Hoche Mashma, the Wimmy Super Maslissen, Kreb Meyer, we should have Meyer, the Boyek Sivu Lishmo, or the Kamun Tanya Behedia, maybe get in the Sayam, no, so we don't know from the Nechtam, so the question is, according to Rav Meir, that Ksiva does not have to be Lishmo. So why does Rav Meir himself say that if the Shliach didn't say before the Nechtam, so then it is the Yetziv Avad Mamzer, but according to Rav Meir, the only thing that should be required is before the Nechtam, not before the Nechtam. And there the price says, Hamei we get in the Zayam, Nostru Lom before the Nechtam, Yetziv Avad Mamzer. So he mentions both, before the Nechtam and before the Nechtam. Thus implying that even the Shliach said before the Nechtam, but he didn't say before the Nechtam, it's also Yetziv Avad Mamzer. But according to Rav Meir, so why is it necessary to say before the Nechtam altogether? Ksiva does not have to be Lishmo. Urove Niche. So according to Rove, there is no Kasha. Because according to Rove, even Alibi the Rabbonon is of Rameya. It shouldn't be necessary to say before the Nechtav. But why would the Chachomim misakim before the Nechtav? To preclude Achluvi Mishosh Torres Dalme. That's only Alibi the Rove. But the Rabbe holds that we are not Geizem Mishim Achluvi. Urove Niche the Boy for Echlis Lachluvi. So maybe we can understand this why Rav Meir says that Avad Mamzer, even if he said before the Nechtam, but he didn't say before the Nechtam. And then Tesis wants to be Miforesh something else. Now, we heard Omar Rav Nachman Bisomuch, the Rav Meir Motzi Ba'ashpo Kosher. So that means that even if it's Motzi Ba'ashpo, so certainly it wasn't witnessed by anyone. It wasn't witnessed by anyone. So how does Rav Nachman say that according to Ramir it's kosher? The answer is, when Rav Nachman says Motzvash for kosher, he doesn't have reference to the case of a get that is delivered to a shliach, but he has reference to a case of a get that is handed over directly by the Baal to the Isha. So then there is no takone of Bifonai Nechta, Mishmach Lufe, but if it is a get that is delivered to a shliach, so then Motzei Ba'ashpo wouldn't be kosher, because if it's Motzei Ba'ashpo, so the shliach couldn't witness the writing of it. So mainly according to Rav, there is no kasha, because even though Rav Meir doesn't require Ksiva Lishma altogether, not even with Rabbonon, but if the Shliach didn't say before an Echdav, so then he doesn't come from Takonis Chachomim, because the Chachomim required that he should say before an Echdav in order to preclude Achlufe. But according to Rabbi is not gazing for the Choshi of Achlufe. He's not Cheshish for Achlufe, Mishtor Adam. So he said, Avul Rabbi, Koshe, the less time of the Achlufe, Achlufe Amaskone, the Rabbi is the Rove, Kidi Perashi. So even according to Maskone, that Rabbi is Isli Rove, so Rabbi still is not Cheshish. Is not Cheshish for Achlufe. I mean, that's the Zishit. As Tesis said before, on the Omdal. But the Ramban, according to the Ramban, it's no cash. Because it's in regard to some other kasha, that the Ramban says that according to Maskon of the Gemara, that Rabbi is this little Rove, then Rabbi can be Cheshish v'achlufe too. The Gemara says that Rabbi is not Cheshish v'achlufe only as long as the Gemara assumed that Rabbi is less little Rove. So then the question arose, why was Rabbi so convinced that the Tamar before the Nechtav is based exclusively upon Lishmo? Why couldn't it be based upon Kiyum? After all, the Choshe of Ziyuv is just as good a Choshe as the Choshe of Shalom Lishmo. So then the Gemara to say that Rab had a proof that it's not based just upon Kiyum. Because if it had been based just upon Kiyum, so then the Shliach wouldn't have to say before the Nechta. So then the question arose, so why does the Shliach receive from Nechtav? So the Gemara said, according to Rove, we are Cheshish for Achlufe. So then we have to say that Rabbe is not Cheshish for Achlufe. Masha'in can according to Maskon of the Gemara, that Rabbe is Isla the Rove. Then there is no Kashi against Rabbe. Rabbe might time less than the Rove. Because Rabbe is Cheshish for both Shoshes. So it's some Meir, that's why he says he doesn't need any diyukim, he doesn't need any rayas. Oh, so Mimele, the Ramban says as follows. The Ramban says as follows, in regard to this same kasha, how does Rav Meir say, Yeitzi Vavlat Mamzer, and the Mashmoy Saloshin is, Loyoma before I Nechtav, before I Nechtav. Even if he said before I Nechtav, but if he didn't say before I Nechtav, so it's Yeitzi Vavlat Mamzer, but according to Rabbi, so then for the Nechtav shouldn't be necessary altogether. So the Ramban says, according to the Maskone of the Gemara, so it's no kasha altogether. Because according to the Maskone of the Gemara, so Rabbi does not need any choches, any proofs to reject Rabbis. Because Rabbi is easily the Rabbi, and he's cheshish from Shalom Lishmo also. So Mele, Rabbi, or Maskone of the Gemara, Rabbi can also be cheshish for Achlufe. So for the same reason that this vice is not difficult according to Rove, because even though Lishmo is not required in the Ksive, but the Shliach has to say for a Nechtav in order to preclude the possibility of Achlufe Shoshnores the Alme, so according to Rabbi too. Rabbi, since Rabbi is Isli the Rove, so Rabbi is also cheshish for Achlufe Shoshnores. So there is no kasha in the Maskone. But how about the Havamine? So the Ramban says, according to the Havamine of the Gemara, so when the Price says, Nosne Romolo before I Nechtav, before I Nechtav, so the expression of before I Nechtav is Labdavke, it's like a Skriva Dilishen. And Inochname, According to the Habamin of the Gemara, that Rabbi is less like the Rabbi. So then, Rabbi is not Cheshish for Achlufe Bikim Shtor as the Alme. So Mimele, the only important thing, so Rabbeya. So according to Rabbeya, so the only important thing is only before Einechtam. So in the Chaname, where the Brisa means, Loroma before Einechtam, but not before Einechtam. For Einechtam, he doesn't have to say, but I'll leave the Maskon of the Gemara, so then the before Einechtam is Dacht. Because Ali Maskolov Gimore, so Rabbi is Cheshish for Achluf and Mishtorah. Alright. Now, this case was you already learned. Shlishi Yitmusu. We learned. Kosav Bichsav Yodei Vein Olovein. Tayu Li Posu Mishum Sheyichta Mishum Sheyucha Lichtif Hazman Kmi Sheyirtze Vehave Keim Vizman. Now, the question is, why is Kosav Bichsav Yodei Vein Olovein? Why is it possible in Rabbah? In Nises, so I've lacked caution. But with Rabbah, it's possible in the Eved. Why is it possible? After all, it's Avyodei for the same reason that it's kosher with Raisi. Why is it kosher with Raisi? So some Rishonim say, because Gerishin is not Chav Lachine, so Mimele the Aloche of Vidas, but in Kimeidim Dome. Applies to Gereshin, and Teisve says something else, and applies to Gereshin, and then others say because and the Rashba says because it's a special Zeras HaKosu, because so mainly it's Kosher Midrash says why did Chachomim pass it. So time the apostle mishum shi yichol ichtiv azman kmo shi yotze v'ave kim bizman. Now the Chachomim more misaki that he get must have zman, and if he get us not have zman, so he get his apostle in the Rabbanon. Why is he get the chain bizman apostle in the Rabbanon? So there is a machlekes in the second period between Rabbi Yechel and Shlokish. According to Rabbi Yechel, so he get chain bizman his apostle because shevi chava basachelis. Doesn't mean davki basachelis, because a basachelis says so. Like he is more devoted, even if he divorces his wife. So, but if she is a relative of his, she is Basachelis, he is more devoted to her. But it applies to any woman to whom he is married, whether she is Basachelis or not. So Mimele, if the get has no Zman, so sometimes, let's say, the woman was divorced in Tishrei. The woman was divorced in Tishrei. And in this, until Tishrei, she is an Ishishish. And she commits nus. Before Tisha, and then Eidim come and they testify that they observed that she was Mizane in the same year. So then she says, she produces a year, she says, I'm in Khushi. When did you become in Khushi? She says, in Nisan. And there is no riot to the contrary. So in order that he shouldn't be able to cover up and to protect her, Shalikid Din, if she is Mizane before the Gerashim, before the Gerashim, so the Chachomim or Misake, that the Zman has to be spelled out, so the Mele, if she is Nisgare, she Nisn, so the Zman is Nisn, so the Mele, if she is Migarisha and Tishrei, so everybody sees that the Zman is Tishrei, and if she was Mizane in Nisn in Iyah, so Bez knows that she is an Ishish. That's a Kol Rabbi. According to Rish Lakish, so the Tam is because of Peres, because the Baal enjoys the Peres of the Nechosim of his wife. So Memele, suppose if there won't be an Isman, so the and according to Rish Lakish, the Baal loses the schus of Peres immediately upon the chsimas haget, even before the get is delivered to the Isha. Let's say the get is written and signed in Nisan, and then the Baal kept it in his pocket for half a year, and he handed over to the Isha in Tisha. So when does she become Migareshes? She becomes Migareshes only in Tisha. But as far as the schus of Peres is concerned, so according to Rish Lakish, the moment the get is signed, even though the Gerashin takes place much later, so he loses the schus of Peres. So Memele, Rish Lakish says, the Chachomim wa Misaki, Zman in a get, because if a get wouldn't have Zman, if a get wouldn't have Zman. Suppose the get is executed in his, and signed in his, and then the get is handed over to the Isha in Tish, half a year later. But, so she's his wife, but vis-a-vis Peres, he doesn't have, he loses, he becomes divested of the ownership of Peres in the chosim of his wife, as of the time when the get was signed by Edi. As of the time when the get was signed by Edi. So Memele, if there won't be any Zman in the get, so in such a case where the get was signed in Isin, and it was delivered to the Isha in Tishre, so that means that he didn't own the Peres in the Nechosim of his wife. He didn't own. And he kept on, between Nisan and Tishri, he kept on selling to Likuches the Peres. And then the Isha gets the get in Tishre, and she knows that the get was signed in Nisan. So Memela, that means that the Baal, when he sold the Peres between Nisan and Tishre, so he sold the Peres Shaloi Kedin, she wants to collect the Peres from the Likuches, but if there is no Zman, so she will not be able to collect, when actually she should collect, because the Baal had no right to sell the Peres after the signing of the get. So because of that, the Chachamim promised. So in other words, so who would sustain a loss? The Isha would sustain a loss if a get wouldn't have his man. Because of that, the Chachamim were misaking that every get must have his man. So Memele, in such a case where the get was written, was signed in Nisan and delivered to the Isha in Tishrei, if the Baal will sell the Peres between Nisan and Tishrei to the Likuches, then the Isha will be able to go to the Likuches, she'll produce the get, and the get will have this man. Will have this man of Nisan, so she'll collect the Peres. So not, but without this man, the Isha might sometimes sustain a loss. That's the reason, according to Rish Lakish, as to why a get that has no Zman is possible. Then, why is a get Mukdem possible, according to Rish Lakish? Also because of Peres. But a get Mukdem is possible in order to spare monetary loss for the husband. Because if the get is a get Mukdem, what does a get Mukdem mean? Predated. So that means that the get was signed in Tishrei. The get was signed in Tishrei, but they put down the date of Nisan, predated. So the mail, that is also possible. Why is that get possible? Why is that get possible? Also because of Peres. But here it would be possible in order to protect the husband against himself. Because if it wouldn't be possible, so the Memele, this get was signed Tishrei, but it was predated. So when did he become divested of the ownership of Peres? Only in Tishrei. But the date that was put in the get is the date of Nisan. So then the get is delivered. Now the Baal, let's say the Baal sold thousands of dollars of Peres that he owned in the Chosim of the Isha, to Elikeach. Then the Isha, when the get is executed and signed in Tishrei and delivered to the Isha, in Tishrei, the Isha takes the get and she goes to the Likuches, she produces the get, and then the Likeach himself sees that his man is Nisan. So he thinks that it was signed in Nisan too. So he lets the Isha collect all the Peres. And actually, it's the Shalei Kedim, because the Baal had the right to sell it, because that was before the signing of the get. So in other words, so according to Rish Lakish, so a get without Zman, so it's possible in order to protect the Isha against loss. And the get that is in Mukdem is possible in order to protect the Baal, the Likuches, against loss. Alright. So Tesis says, now Tesis says, Kashe, Vimtim, Bish, Lendu, Mando, Oma, Befirik, Beis, Vitik, Nuzman, Begit, Nishol, Yechat, Al, Basach, Eisei. Now Tesis has just mentioned that the reason is why Kosa, Kosav, Yodeh, Vim, Oveidim, is possible in Rabbonon, because since it's Miksav, Yodeh, so the Baal can put in an Isman, if he has a motive. When it has Eidim, so the Eidim will not sign upon a get that this man is not right. But if the Baal and the Eidim have no motives,
But if the Baal wrote it, so the Baal might have a motive. So the Melech, so according to Mishlokish, according to Rabbi Yechanan, we understand. Because since according to Rabbi Yechanan, a get that has no Zman is possible because of the possibility that the less the Baal will be Mechava Basachay, say, so a get that has his man, but because of the Chsav Yodei, it has no Chsima Seidim, so it's also possible for the same reason. Because maybe he would be motivated to be mechapa basachese. Because let's say the Baal, the get was executed, let's say in Tishrei, and the Baal knows that his wife kept on being mizane between Nisan and Tishrei, so he will. When he writes the get in Tishrei, he'll deliberately put in the Zman of Nisan. And then, when Edim will testify that she was Mizana in Nisan and Nia, so then she'll produce the get, and the get will have the Zman of Nisan. So that means she was already Grusha, she was a Pnuy in the time of Grusha. And Behemes, she was an Ishish. So you understand. So in other words, if it's Mishim Peire, because the Baal becomes divested of the ownership in Peires as of the sign. So Mimele, a get that has no Zman is possible in order to protect the issue against loss. And the get that has his mamugdem is possible in order to protect the Baal, the Likuchas, against loss. But in the case of Ksav Yodei, what kind of a loss would there be? Because the Ksav Yodei, let's say, if the Baal will not be motivated to do something that will be conducive to his own monetary loss. But if he already, let's say, if he is migarish isishte, if he writes the get in Tishrei, so that means that before the get was written, so he owned the Paris. But he might deliberately, if he had sold all the Peres that he owned to the Likeach, and he already received money from the Likeach, so he might be induced to predate it, and he'll put in the Zman of Nisan, and then when the get is delivered to the Isha in Tishrei, and the get has the Zman of Nisan, she'll go to the Likeach. And she'll show, I was Nisgarish, she'll tell him, I was divorced in Nisan, so my husband had no right to sell between Nisan and Tishrei the payments. So Mimele, she'll collect it, and then the Baal will be chilek, there'll be Knunye with the Isha, and he doesn't care because he already got paid from the Lekeach when he sold the payments between Nisan and Tishrei. So why should we say that we have to be chishish for such an agreement, for such collusion? So the Gemara mentions something similar. So if that is the reason as to why, according to Rish Lakish, so it's possible because of the possibility that the Baal might have been motivated to with collusion with the Isha. So and the collusion with the Isha to predate this man in order to be able to collect from, in order to enable the Isha to collect the payers and then divide whatever the Isha collects from the Likuches. So then, why did the Chachomim have to be misaki? That the get is possible, and that will impose an extra hardship upon the woman. In other words, she will not be able to get married. If the whole kavone of the Chachomim was to prevent loss of likuches. So why were the misakel that the get is possible memele, the isha will not be able to get married? The chachomim had to be misakel was that if a get has no edim, but just is written the chsav yodi of the Baal, so then the get is a get kosher. But as far as being tayrif from likuches is concerned, as far as being tayrif from likuches is concerned, that the isha should not be able to be tayrif the payments from the likuches. Get b'chsav yodei in Tishrei, and because of the collusion agreement with the isha, he predates it and he puts the zman of Nisi, and then she is divorced in Tishrei. Then she goes to the likeach, and she wants to collect all the peiros that the baal is sold to the likeach between Nisi and Tishrei. That was kedim. That's kedim. So if the takonas chachamim would be that the isha can only collect from the likeach the payments that the Baal sold after the delivery of the get. So even though usually the Baal is divested of ownership in the payments as of the signing, even if the signing preceded the delivery of the get by 6 months or by a year, it doesn't matter by what interval of time. But in this particular situation, the Kodesh Chachomim would be that the isha can only collect where the get.
Here is marked in him a half inch in every payment of the karka.
Yes.
To be taken from the kuches, but the payment that the Baal sold the Nisna Tishrei, that the Kodesh Chachomim should be that the isha should not be able to be taken. That would be better because that would protect the Baal and the likuches against laws, but at the same time it wouldn't involve a hardship for the woman. Masha'inke, now that the Chachomim are misakeim that the get that has no zman is possibly gamre, so it's a hardship upon the woman, she cannot get married. That's the discussion. V'yeish leima divadai eminem. In other words, that we are really cheshish for collusion, and that's the reason as to why the Chachomim are misakeim that the get that is mikta v'chsav yodei, even though it has zman, so it should be possible because we don't trust the accuracy of this man, because the Baal might have an ulterior motive in putting in this man, so he's not trusted. But then you
have so apparently, I mean, there is also a reference to such a case where he was makne a chilek in each detail. All right, I really don't know. I mean, but we see that the Rishonim say, I mean, it's very misery. In other words, that clearly was the whole thing. So that clearly was the whole thing. What is that? What? No, I said the halacha comes to believe that she's only that there couldn't be any aknoyer adoption misery, but was aknoyer the double misery. Except that the Chir is the Dosh in Yisrael. So that is all right? All right, now. So that's in regard to this Kasha. I mean, it's not that I'm saying it. I mean, Rishayim say it. I mean, there is no sense in arguing with Rishayim. This is what Rishayim say. Now, so then, but the main Kasha against Rashi is, the only way we know that Rav Shimon holds Palgin on the board is because Rav Shimon says Le'ilom Ogerche. In all cases, what does it mean in all cases? Even the case where the trio is unspecified. So then the whole matron becomes what? Becomes what? So and it still is there that he gets Le'ilom. So it's the right of Palgin on the board. So the Kasha is against Rashi, so too. So we know that Rav Shimon holds Palgin on the board. But how do we know that Rav Meir holds right Palgin on the board? Maybe Rav Meir also holds Palgin on the board. So the reason is why Rav Meir says, but the reason why Rav Meir says, for different reasons. Because we are afraid maybe the intended, maybe the ordinary intended from Yeshaya David himself. But how do we know that Rav Meir holds right Palgin on the board? That's the Kasha against us. Now, how does Tesis explain this? How does Tesis explain it? Tesis explains because He mentions the Tosefta. The Tosefta says that Rav Shimon holds even in the case where it says Kol Yechosai Knui Lo Chutz Misodet Vayim, and the Rebbe happens to have just this one Tosefta. He has no other Tosefta. He says Kol Yechosai Knui Lo Chutz Misodet Vayim, and that's the only Tosefta he holds. So obviously, what did he mean to be mocking to the Eber? The Eber is just to that. He couldn't have meant anything else. Because besides owning the Eber, he owned another son. A son. And he excluded that son. So what did he intend to transfer to the Eber? The Eber himself to the Eber. Just the people. So in such a case, Rav Shimon also says that he's Yotze Mechir. Now, and Rav Meir, so it's mashma, that Rav Meir certainly holds in such a case also that he is no Yotze Mechir. Now, in such a case, so we cannot say, now it's true Rav Meir says, Shia Kaz Kosho Yotze Mechir. Why? Because he says, since he is not Mishiyure, with his own Amishiyah. But in the case where he owns only one son, besides there that he just owns one son, and he said, Chutz Misodet Vayim. So then we could say, maybe he intended to be Mishiyah Dered also. Because if he intended to be Mishiyah Dered also, and that brother is certainly a Mishiyah. So what did he intend to transfer? So what was he saying? Why did he execute a Shtar? What for? So in such a case, obviously, his intention was not to be Mishayah. And still, as it's mashma from the Tosefta, that even in such a case, Rav Meir holds that is loyal to the hill. So initially, in a case where he has many Sodei, and Shia Kakas Hosho, so then the reason as to why Rav Meir says the Rav Meir for the hill, which could be based upon the proposition that he seems he's not a Mishiyura, and maybe she and Amalai, maybe he intended to be Shia there too. But in a case where he doesn't have many sons, where Dorden has just their head and one son, and he says, Chutz Misodet Vayim, so obviously he intended to be Shia there, because if he didn't intend to be Shia there, why did he work so hard? Why did he have to keep the star? What did he intend to do? To be Shia here? The Eved he wanted to be Mishiah. The only Sodei that he had, he was Mishiah. What did he intend to do? So in such a case, obviously, he did not intend to be Mishiah the Eved. And even in such a case, Rav Meir says, Lo Yotze Mechere. Why? So that must be on the basis of Lo Talgin and the Gore. Because if he says, Kol Yichot I Knuim, no. So what does the Shtar on its face purport to say? Not what it actually does, but on its face, what does it purport to say? Kol Yechotai Knui Roch. Not just to be Mishachar and Eved. Because if he said Kol Yechotai, so it means more than one thing. You couldn't use the expression Kol in respect to one thing. So on its face, the Shtar purports to accomplish two things. To be Mishachar and Eved, and to transfer the Yechotai into it. That's what it purports to say on its face. One second. That's what it purports to say on its face. So, and actually, does he transfer? Is there a valid transfer of the Chosin to the Eved? No. He says, Chutz Misodet Vayim, and that's the only Sodei that he has. So the whole Shtamatoni is for sale. He's not. Still, and so the whole Shtamatoni is what? But the And Rav Meir says, so Rav Shimon says in such a case, even though the whole Shtamatoni is bottled, but the Eved himself is Yitzhak Lachem, but Rav Meir says, Lo Yotze Mechir. And in this particular case, it couldn't be based upon the proposition, Yidinochet Mishiyura Shia Nam Lahai. How could we say Shia Nam Lahai? In such a case where he had only that Sode, and that Sode, he accepted from the Shtar, so obviously he intended to be Mishachar there. So why? So it's not on the basis of Mokhul Shiur Hashem Amrahai. Why is he really up to the hell? So it must be on the basis of the proposition of when Paul gave the boy. In other words, the king, the star, for Paul and his faith to effect two things, to be Mishachar the Eved and to transfer Nechotim to the Eved. And it becomes frustrated, it becomes bottled as a star maton. So in the way, it becomes bottled as a star shichor also. In other words, so we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds when Paul gave the boy. But only what? Now, so then you ask, this is how Tesis actually explains the Gemara Kash. But according to Tesis, how does the Gemara know that Rav Shimon holds Pogim and Gura also because of it? Because Rav Shimon says, Leilom Zecher, it means even in the case where it says, Kom Chotak Min Loh, which is the place, and you only own that one soul. So in such a case, is there every day to the hell? But in such a case where you only own that soul there, so the whole Shabbaton becomes bottle and still the Shicho is Kayon, so it's a Raya that Rav Shimon holds, while you're the boy. So it's all right from the basis. But Rashi says that in regard to Rav Shimon, how do we know that Rav Shimon holds with Pogim and Dibure? Because Rav Shimon says Leilom Vechein, even in the case of the Shiur is unspecified. So how can we explain according to Rashi, that the reason how the Gemara knows that Rav Meir holds with Pogim and Dibure is because Rav Meir says Leilom Vechein, even in the case where he says, Kol Chotak Min Loh Chutzis Sodeh Plainis, and that Sodeh Plainis happens to be the only Sodeh that he owns. So then the whole Shtamatone becomes Boto, and still, and the Shicho is also Boto. So it's a Raya that he holds, and Kol Chotak Min Loh. So Monefshah, if that is the way we know that Rav Meir holds way Kol Chotak Min Loh, so why does Rashi have to resort to Gabi Rav Shimon? How do you know that Rav Shimon holds Pogim and Dibure? Because Rav Shimon says, yeah, Leilom Vechein, even in the case where the Shiur is unspecified. Let him say, we know that Rav Shimon holds Pogim and Dibure, because Rav Shimon says Pogim and Dibure in the case where he says, where Kol Chotak Min Loh Chutzis Sodeh Plainis, and that Sodeh is the only Sodeh he owns. Well, the answer is this. From Rav Shimon, we couldn't, as far as Rav Shimon's halacha is concerned, that when he says, Kol Chotak Min Loh Chutzis Sodeh Plainis, and that Sodeh happens to be the only Sodeh. So Rav Shimon says that he's a Mechayel, so it's no Raya that Rav Shimon, from that alone, it's no Raya that Rav Shimon holds that Pogim and Dibure. Maybe Rav Shimon holds where Pogim and Dibure. But the reason is why Rav Shimon says Leilom Vechein, even in the case where he says, Kol Chotak Min Loh Chutzis Sodeh Plainis, and that Sodeh Plainis to be the only Sodeh, is because Rav Shimon holds here, we're not even confronted with the problem, yes, Pogim and Dibure, no Pogim and Dibure. Because when are we confronted with the problem, yes, Pogim and Dibure, no Pogim and Dibure? If a certain star was executed to transfer two things, to affect two things, to affect Shichur and to affect Matone, and for some reason it becomes bottled as the Shtar Matone, so then the Shire of Pogim Dibur, Pogim Dibur arises. Machenke in this case where it says, Kol Chotak Min Loh Chutzis Sodeh Plainis, and he has only that one Sodeh. So his purpose was not to transfer any baton. It looked that way, and faith it purports to affect baton too, besides Shihu. But actually, he didn't intend that this star should affect the baton. He didn't intend it. So remember, the whole child of Pogim Dibur or no Pogim Dibur doesn't even realize according to the Shihu. That could be the reason. Maybe Rav Shimon, you see, maybe Rav Shimon also holds Pogim and Dibur. Maybe Rav Shimon also holds Lo Pogim and Dibur. But the reason is why Rav Shimon says that he is a Gecheri. Even though he said, Kol Chotak Min Loh Chutzis Sodeh Plainis, and that Sodeh Plainis happens to be the only Sodeh, is because in such a case, if that Sodeh Plainis is his only Sodeh, so obviously when he said, Kol Chotak, he didn't mean to to affect the transformator. He didn't mean to. So the star was only executed for what purpose? To affect Shichu. And it can be effective as Shichu. So why not? So it's no lie that Rav Shimon holds Falgim and Dibure. Maybe Rav Shimon holds more Falgim and Dibure. But the reason is why it's Yotam Echelim is because inasmuch as he only had that one Sadeh. So his purpose was only to affect the Shichu, not to affect the Nematone. So maybe there's nothing to do with the Shaila for the Dibure. So too, and many don't say that we're Yotam Echelim. Because we're talking in Boer. Because Ramea says, even though he didn't execute the Shtar to affect the Matone, the transfer of Matone, but on its face it purports to affect the transfer of Matone. So since on its face it purports to affect the transfer of Matone, and it's not effective that way, so maybe it has to do with Fogin the Boer. Whereas Rav Shimon holds, no, it doesn't have to do with Fogin the Boer. Inasmuch as actually, he didn't intend to affect the Maton. So how do we know that Rav Shimon holds Fogin the Boer? So there is a raya that Rav Shimon holds Fogin the Boer. Because Rav Shimon says, that Leilu Amun Bechir, that even the case where the Shiur is unspecified, in the case where the Shiur is unspecified, then he certainly intended to affect the Maton. And it becomes frustrated because this is a Moshe Mitzuria. And still, the Chayyus is Kayyum, so it's a Rayyum that Rav Shimon holds Pagim and Dibure. But if not for that, so we wouldn't have any Rayyum that Rav Shimon holds Pagim and Dibure. Maybe Rav Shimon also holds Pagim and Dibure. Maybe Rav Shimon also holds Pagim and Dibure. But the reason is why he is a Chayyum in the case where he has only that one Sadeh. Because in such a case, he didn't intend that the Shtar be Shtar Matone. He only intended that it be Shtar Shichu. So that's why it can be affected in Shtar Shichu. In other words, so too, Rav Meir holds that if the Shtar on his face purports to be Shtar Matone, even though actually it didn't intend it to be Shtar Matone, as long as on his face it purports to be Shtar Matone, and it becomes frustrated in Shtar Matone, so in the way it can become bottle as Shtar Shichu also. But Rav Shimon maybe holds no. Only maybe Rav Shimon also holds Lord Talgin and Dibure, but only when the Shtar was executed as the Shtar Matone, and it becomes bottle as Shtar Matone. So then it has to become bottle as Shtar Shichu. Mashenkin, if it only purports on its face to be Shtar Matone, and it becomes frustrated as Shtar Matone, then it shouldn't become bottle as Shtar Shichu. So how do you know that Rav Shimon holds Talgin and Dibure? So the Rayim is, because Rav Shimon says, even in the case where the Shiur is unspecified, but in that case he certainly intended the Shtar to be Shtar Matone, and it becomes thin bottle, and still the Shichu is not bottle. So it's a Raya, you're all talking to the boy. But according to the Rav Meir, how do we know that Rav Meir holds Talgin and Dibure, not Talgin and Dibure, that because Rav Meir says, Le'ilom, that Shia Kaka Koshu, or Le'ilom, even in the case where he said, Chutmi Sode Poyimis, and that Sode Poyimis, that is the only Sode. So then we couldn't apply the Svore of Mimloch with Shiur and Shiur Nam Lahai, because in such a case, he certainly did not intend to be Mishai of Eved. And still the Eved is not in Tracheus. Why is the Eved not in Tracheus? Because the Shtar on its face purports to accomplish two things, to be Mishach of Eved and to transform Atone. And it becomes both of the Shtar Atone. So in a way, it becomes both of the Shtar Shichu. So it's a Raya, it's a Raya, it's a Raya, it's a Raya,
yes.
One second, I'm not going to say that Mirashi. We cannot say that Mirashi because if it is Sefti, it's mentioned to the contrary. So Taisa says that Mirashi, and then he says that it's a conflict with the Sefti. But, so we have to say Rashi agrees that according to Rav Meir, so if we also have even the case of Chutmi Sode Poyimis and Sode Poyimis, that is to be only Sode. But then it must be, according to Halam and the Gemara, why is it Loyot Lechayot in such a case? Not because of Noch and the Shiyoy, but because of what's talking on the board. Of what's talking on the board. So the Gemara holds that even when he didn't intend the Shtar to be a Shtar Atone, as long as on its face it purports to be Shtar Atone, and it becomes forcefully Shtar Atone, so the Shicho becomes what? And Rav Shimon certainly holds Pogim Dibure. How do we know that Rav Shimon holds Pogim Dibure? So he couldn't say just because he says he is just only the Chilchelis in the case of anyone who is on it. Because from that alone it wouldn't be right. Because from that we could say, as far as that is concerned, we could say maybe Rav Shimon holds that when do we apply the principle of Pogim Dibure, only if the Shtar actually is executed the Shtar Matone also. And in the case what was the Shtar Matone? But in the case where it wasn't executed as a Shtamatone, it's only purport on its face to be a Shtamatone, and becomes what a Shtamatone, so then Pogim Dibure has no application here. We could say that in Rav Shimon. So how do we know that Rav Shimon holds Pogim Dibure? Because Rav Shimon says, Leilom Zerchelim, in the case where the Shiur is unspecified, but in the case where the Shiur is unspecified, so then the whole Matone becomes bottle. And he intended the Shtar to be Shtamatone, and still it becomes bottle, and still the Shichol is Gaio. So it's a Gaio that Rav Shimon holds Pogim Dibure. Now that's the catch of the Gemara.
Why can't
we
say that the reason we can't say that
why? Because as far as that is concerned, there, how do we know that Rav Meir holds Pogim Dibure? Maybe Rav Meir also holds Pogim Dibure. But the reason is why Rav Meir says we're not like he was, because he didn't know that Shiur and Shiur and Amalahai, because he didn't intend to be Shachar there. But in the case of Eilele, if he saw it, then we couldn't say he didn't intend to be Shachar there. If he didn't intend to be Shachar there, why did he have to finish that? So in such a case, he certainly did intend to be Shachar there. And even in that case, Rav Meir said, we're not like he was, so it must be on the basis of what he said to the boy.
Why can't we say that the argument of the mayor in the case of Olam Shel Hai? No, that's not the argument of the Pogim Dibure.
So then because the mayor is Cheshish, maybe the Ordin didn't want the Rebbe to be Yisrael Chayos. He didn't intend to be Mishachar. You see. So there's nothing to do with Pogim Dibure or no Pogim Dibure.
According to the before, that acknowledged
in
the whole
story. Yeah.
So when does he actually have title to the piece of land, which is only actually here?
No, I mean...
That's only
the Chlur,
or
did
the
Vayah.
Because actually, in
the Akhnoi,
became a regular
student. So according to Rashi, I mean, so the whole Shtar Matone, the whole transfer of Matone is bottle.
I'm taking the case of
Yeah.
So that knows the whole subject.
Yeah.
Because he only gets half because he's divided by the sugar.
Yeah.
So he only gets that half when there's kolucha. He doesn't get the half initially.
That's right.
There's kolucha.
Yeah.
It's more than everything. He gets divided to make any local cost.
Yeah.
There's one more kolucha and one house burned down. And he can say, this is the house that I gave to you.
Alright, but theoretically he gets the head in each part.
Alright, so why, how can you say this was the house that I gave you? Until they divided up, it wasn't this house. He had a chelek in each house.
Because he could take any one house he could take for his chelek, so maybe he can say this is the house that's burned out.
It wasn't yet.
But you have to get in lieu of that one chelek that he has, of that half that he has, so you have to get a certain house. So the name to each house, he can say, this is the house that you will have gotten in lieu of you of the half that you have in each part.
You
don't
get the title of
what is that?
You only get title to that house when he gets it.
Yeah, that's true.
So that house burned down, it's not there anymore.
Yeah, all right, so
So how can he say this is the house I gave to you? He had a chutz in every single mountain.
Yeah, I know. All right. We'll have to say that since he could have given him any house for the heft that he has in every part of his nechosi, so maybe he can say to him, this is the house that fell down. All right, now. Let's say, now what the Gemara says? So the Gemara is the Kashe. So, Omer Rav Ade Bamasmer, Rav Kiman, Rav Shimon Don, Pau Gimel Dibure, Dibna, Akut, Kol Chosom, Vaham, Yot, Vecherim, Shia, Kara, Kol, Shio, Vyot, Vecherim, Rav Shimon, Yot, Vecherim, Rav Shimon, Kol Chosom, Nisum, Vecherim, 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 and because of that, even the case where the Shia is unspecified, I mean, I'm explaining it according to Rashi, where the Shia is unspecified, so he doesn't get any chosin derived, still the shtar is against the chayus. In spite of the fact that the shtar became frustrated as the shtar matone, still it's kind of the shtar shichu. The Omer Rabbeis, that's why Robert says, echot zeh v'echot zeh atmi kone v'chot zeh kone. Even though the gabi matone is bottle, because there is no kiyum, so the gabi shichur is kayam. V'omer Rabbeis b'an yume, Omer Rabbeis b'an yume, v'chot Rabbeis yitzchot Rabbeis yishime, ha'lochet Reb Meir. That's what? And what is Reb Meir hold? That's Talgin on the board. What is Reb Meir hold? Talgin on the board. Itanya, kishenem u dvorim v'shmei Rabbeis, kora ova mikro azeh, susayim yishok leish, dvorim l'chich. So Reb Meir holds Talgin on the board. And that's the reason is why Reb Meir says that in the case of a chutz, kol mechot akneu a chutz mishod eplayim zveyu ya lois esode, so there we certainly cannot apply the wonders of Nochis Lishiyure, and still there is not into the chilus. Why? Because seeing some its face is for ports to transform a Nechosin, and it becomes bottle as a shtar matone, so maybe it has to become bottle as a shtar shichur also. So we see that Reb Meir holds great volume of the Bore. So here too. So in other words, so over there, seeing if he becomes bottleless to Lichosi, so it has to become bottleless to Shtashichu. So here too, seeing as to Lichosi, as to the Matone is bottled because there is no Kiyum, so as to the Shichu, it should also be bottled. So the Gemara says, Yom HaRav Nachman Hoche, that what? That Haloche Ki Reb Meir, that what? That Palgimu of the Bore, ואומר רבי יצפני יוני, אומר רב נחמן, שכיב נראה שחוסים כמו חוסים באוויר, הוא אמר, חייזה בין החוסים, הנה חייזה באבת, חייזה בין החוסים, מתונה שכיב נראה הוא, אין זה צבא הלוכי, שכיב נראה הוא די מריץ, שאי שחיסו בין מתונה יסבוטו, ונה חייזה באבת שהיה יותר שם מחירים, ופותמו נפשך, איף רב נחמן הוא, תתרו יפרו בין הדיבורי, נאו, בספר את מחוסים מתכנסויים, שאי שחייזה, שאי זה לבשתה מתונה יסבוטו, so let it be bottle as it starts here also. So we see, but so what must be the basis of Rav Nachman's memory? Because Paul didn't do that. True, this star is not effective as a star Masonic. Why not? Because he was doing it. He was on it. He recovered. But still, as a star Shichur, it still remained effective. So, maybe, so why does he say, So how can we reconcile this memory of Rav Nachman with the memory that Aloch is at Rav Meir? Elo Maravashi. Hosom hane taime mishim gilas kruz jitehu. Hosom hane taime mishim gilas kruz jitehu. So Ravashi says that the reason is why Rav Meir said that he is a gerchayim, is not because of the Palgin and Dibure, but because, I'm sorry, the reason why Rav Meir says loyot to Mechayus, Shia Kaas Kaushi, is loyot to Mechayus, so it's not based upon the proposition of the Palgin and Dibure, but because if it's Shia Kaas Kaushi, so then Krisis is lacking. Now let's see what Rashi says. Rashi is very difficult here too. Hosom, Yom Rav Nachman Lohi Rav Meir Tani Lav Mishim the Palgin and Dibure, לא כנעמי, כשאיפשם שיר קרקע פלאים, אלא כפלוק של דיבורי, כמו רב מאיר, לא צלחיו. כלומר, הוא ירע שפז, נתרת על דיבורי. לא כנעמי, כשאיפשם שיר קרקע פלאים, תראה כפלוק של דיבורי, כמו רב מאיר, לא צלחיו. So, well, that was the kasha originally. I mean, so what is it? So how did the Maxim Chatchila think that the Tremilla is based upon which organ of the board? So it says, there is nothing to do with organ of the board. At the time, you should, of course, get to the Gavinisha, Ksif, says that Chris, the Shukhavod, and Gavinisha, the Ksif, 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 בכיד די קלני מדי שיירה דנו חסי שיעור וולי מוסקה בשיח המסון אז הוא יקוס אפריה שיחו חוסי קנוי או לאף קריסיס גומו אבל איך זה משיעה כי אוכה אבל קריסיס לוצס ונשתח השואה אחת כל זמן שלו פוטה ושוב אני לא יכול לארץ השיקית שיהיה השם וגם אם זה לראות את הרבה של ויזיטי חוס דיטר הוא ולא איזה חוסים ליקונה דיבור יקיום אבל את מקונת אוגן לבור so what does he say? So the Rashi says here the reason is why Shia Kaak Kauchu is Ruya Samachayim is because of Jesus. So everything would be fine. The only trouble is that after mentioning Jesus, so Rashi again emphasizes the same one that said before. That maybe Rochet Mishiur and Shiur and Amel Ahai. That's the difficulty. So Rashi says, the Ubin of the Jesus, the Chim Zitonu of the Shire, the Rochet Mishiur, the Ubin of the Tameh. So the Mele says, last Jesus. So what does Rashi base it upon? Does he base it upon the possibility that maybe the organ didn't intend to be Mishachar the Emet? Then it has nothing to do with Krizer, if it didn't intend. So what the Gemara says is based upon Krizer. So in other words, he did intend. He did intend to be Mishachar. Now, he did intend to be Mishachar. So why does he say the Chim Dikal Meim Adishayre? So it's still a Menei Obey. If he did intend, so in the way, how can we say he's coming in of the Shire? He was not the Shire. So what he say? No, maybe he didn't intend to be the Shire. So why do we have to resort to Chris? Now, the Rambam says, פרק א' מלכת גירש נהלוך א' אם הוא אישה מתגרשת עליו בכסב שיגיע לה וכסב זה הוא המיקרו גט ועשור הדבור אם הוא מיקר הגירש נהלו זה ה-10 points which are prerequisites in גירש מדראי 10 fundamentals in גירש so he said א' שהוא יגרש עם אישה עליו בכסב ב' שהוא יגרש בכסב הוא יברח ג' ושיהיה עניין הכתב שגירשו והצירו מקניון. דלת, ושיהיה עניין דבר הקרס בין הלבינו. Don't גימו and דלת both bespeak of the same thing? Jesus? No. גימו he says, ושיהיה עניין הכתב שגירשו והצירו מקניון. And דלת he says, ושיהיה עניין דבר הקרס בין הלבינו. Is it the same thing? What גימו with דלת? Mom is the same thing. But there are two kinds of crisis, I mean, different halachas of crisis altogether. I mean, one has nothing to do with the other. There is a deal of crisis where there is a shield in the Kirish itself. In the Kirish, you know, in the star, I mean, there is a, where let's say the Baal reserves certain schools for himself. Let's say, Hamdara Tzishte, and he says, Hare Atkara Tzicholodom Chutz Mitrei. So of course, that is not Midrashis. Or, Hare Atkara Midrashis is the Almina Shaloi, Shalotelchen is Bisodich Lomo. So even that is no good. So his own Chutzis, because that means that she is not completely severed from him. There is a certain tie remaining between the husband and the wife. That's one type of thing. That's one type of thing. And then there is another halacha, which usually is not designated by the term chrisis. But we see the expression used in that sense. Now the Gemara is there in the sugya of Yedayim Chichas, Yedayim Chichas, Havi Yedayim, or Lula Havi Yedayim. Now, the Yudah says that Ariyat Yitarat Ocholodom is not enough. If the guest just says Ariyat Yitarat Ocholodom is not enough, it also has to contain the expression, Yedayim 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 Yedayim, Yedayim 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 Y Why? So you. So at first the Gemara in wanted to say because Rabbi Yehoshua is divine, she will kill Rabbi Yehoshua. And then the Gemara says no. Could be that Rabbi Yehoshua is divine, she will kill Rabbi Yehoshua. So why does he say that Haria Kutaret, the Holy is not in order, he has to say the Gemara of Menoe? Because of what Sefer Krisus, the Sphere of Yehoshua was off. So what does it mean, Sefer Krisus? It has to be Sphere of Divrei Krisus. Now, there is a Gemara, Sphira Divrei Krisus, or Sefer Sphira Zvor Mudot, that Chofal of Omodei, the Rabbon Nisi is a Sefer Ben Kamer, Hashem Yechsit Sefer, Sphira Zvor Mudot, Sphira Zvor Mudot, what does it mean? So Rashi says, what does it mean Sefer? Sphira Divrei Krisus, Sphira Divrei Krisus, Val Korma Dibor, in other words, it has to, the Divrei Krisus has to be spelled out in so many words. That's the Aloch. That's the Aloch has that says that Gabriel. By all shares of the Divrei Aloch. Of course, by all shares, the Kiyan has to be mentioned in Mishnah, that then if someone wants to transfer his order to the other, and they'll just give him a blank piece of paper, and they'll just sign anything on it, and blank, so of course, so there is no Mishnah, I mean, there is no text, nothing. It has to be mentioned. But there is no aloha that it has to be, the key has to be written in the paper, in detail. Here there is aloha, here are Divrei Krisus. In other words, it has to be spelled out, the Divrei Krisus has to be spelled out. So Rav Yehuda says, he just writes, Harei HaPitera Tocholom, he doesn't say the day, the Yilcham Noyes, the Baruch, the Gerashuki, the Gerashuki. So, it's not enough. The Krisus is not spelled out in sufficient way. So no, it's not here are Divrei Krisus. So that's another aloha of Krisus. Not in the manner in which the Gerashin takes effect. One type of Gerashin relates to the Gerashin itself. The relationship between resulting between husband and wife. If the husband reserves for himself certain rights or that certain ties remaining between the husband and wife, so then it's no Gerashin. And then there is another aloha that the shtar must spell out the Divrei Krisus. So that's the two kinds of Krisus. Polygino means Sphira Zvori. It says like this, the Shegir Ile Maksav Shegir Shori Sphira Mikiyomet. In other words, the Ile Maksav should spell out. The shtar itself should spell out Divrei Krisus. Then, point Dalet, that means like a reat migreshes from much for the Shovich Leiro. So in other words, then it's nothing only the Rachel is doing with the Lord, but it's still a certain tie, certain attachment remaining. That's the other kind of thing. And point Gimu, that's the Aloch of Sphira Zvori. Yes? What? No, where she shall have been, that's something there. No. Where she shall have been, man. No, that's the aloha. That from the shulchan we learn out that he has to be the migarish.
Not to mention that one is not one.
What is it?
Where is mentioned that one is not
so one? So it's true.
No.
All right. We have our work that says to be Sphira Divrei Krisus. Then the question is, what is Divrei Krisus? If he says, Harei ani gorosh mincha, I'm divorced from you, maybe that's God, maybe that's also Divrei Krisus. So we learn out from the Shilcha that when he says, Harei ani gorosh mincha, so it's no God. So maybe since it's no God, that that's not the meaning of Gerashim. So maybe it comes within the Chisson of Sphira Divrei Krisus. But if we didn't have the topic of the Shilcha, so then we wouldn't know that this is inconsistent with the concept of Sphira Zvori. Because of the Shilcha, so we know that Gerashin means that he divorces her, not the Roshin, that he is divorced, that she divorces him. Harei Gorosh Mincha is no good. But once we know that the Inyan Aget has to be that he is the Mishaleach, not that she, that he is divorced from her, so the moment it comes within the Aloha of Sphira Zvori. What is that?
Only
one
limit
in Tevra Krishna's Rambam. All right, so you have a kashi then, how is it? But if you never touch the other.
The
Rambam
seems to be the
Shulchan. No, 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 the Rambam is...
I know.
I know, you see, the Rambam mentions this topic to point out that where the Russian is, that she, he divorced from her, so then it's not a good Russian deal. So that will learn out from Shulchan. So Mele, it comes within the Chesov of Sfirah Zohar. But the general posik for Sfirah Zohar is the posik of Sfirah Zohar. Now, so, according to Rashi, now, so when the Gemara says, Haine Taimi, Shul Aloma Rabashi, Hosom Haine Taimi, Ad Chuz Giteo, so it doesn't mean the Krites of Inyone Yadovo, of Inyone Yadovo Rakhili, if we know the law, like how naturally Tilchel is in Tzobich Leilo. But it means, according to Rashi, Lad Chuz Gite means the Aloch of Sfirah Zohar. In other words, Sfirah Zivrei Krites. Sfirah Zivrei Krites. So, that's the pshat. So Rashi explained it. וחיב ניקל מימד ישי אידן לוחס לשיורת תהב אמיני אוב דגי מורי וול זה מקש נסיום זה זה ריז נסווי רב מי יעשה את לו שיהיה קרקו שלו יוצא מחיר בכל סבוי הממש אפרי מי זה אינטנד את זה במישי הרב יממש אפרי מי זה אינטנד את זה במישי הרב יממש אפרי So, of course, if we say So it seems the Haramin of Gimor was that we are mamish, according to Rabbiya, we are mamish afraid. Maybe he intended to be Shaya Levet. When did the Shaya to say, if he has besides the Sodet that he was Shaya, he has other Sodet. But in the case where the Sodet that he was Shaya is the only Sodet he owns, then he cannot be afraid. Maybe he really intended to be Shaya. So then they would be crazy. Why did he have the Kiddushta'a if he really intended to be Shaya Levet? So, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that Remeya is really Remeya Shite of Loyos Olechei, Loyos Olechei, is based upon a real possibility. Maybe he intended to be Mishaya Devet. So what is the Chayach to say? Maybe he really intended to be Mishaya Devet if he has other Sodomies, besides the Sodomies of Mishaya. So then we say, he was Mishaya one Sodomies, maybe he was Mishaya Devet too. But the case where he has only one Sodomies, and that one Sodom was Mishaya, so obviously he didn't intend to be Mishaya David also. So according to Havamine, we have to say, why is it that even in that case, Rav Meir said to Yotam Achayim, so it must be on the basis of what we're talking about. Because he is on faith, the staff of all, to affect Shichur and Matone, and he becomes Botol as a Matone, so in Meir, he has to become Botol as Shichur too. That's what they say. Now the Tereb, the Tarsu says no. Ravashi says no. That when Rav Meir says Liyotze Becheirin, it doesn't mean that maybe Mamesh he intended to be Mishaya. No. We say as far as the intention is concerned, whatever he said he is Mishaya. And whatever he didn't say, he doesn't want to be Mishaya. But there is a aloha by Gittin and Shtar Shichur as the same aloha of Sfirah Zohar. What does Sfirah Zohar mean? That the Divrei Krisus, the Divrei Shichur, have to be spelled out. They have to be spelled out in so many words. So it seems it's possible to say, Midinochet Lishiyure is Shia Namahar. It's possible. It won't be logical to say that. That was the intention. But one could say that, it will not be in accordance with the intention of the author. Because it's reasonable to assume that since he didn't mention any Evet, that he is Mishaya and Evet, that he probably meant to be Mishaya and Evet. But since it's possible to give that interpretation, even though the interpretation is not a reasonable interpretation, but it's possible to interpret the Shtar Shichur that way, as far as the Shtar is concerned, when you look at the Shtar, so then you can say, he intended to be Mishaya also. If there is no shield on the face of the star, so then by looking at the star, we see that he is Mishaya. It's impossible to interpret the star in any way. But if there is a shield in the star, so then we can say it's possible to interpret the star that way. It will not be a correct interpretation. but it's still possible to interpret the Shtar that way. Since it's possible, so Memele, this Rav Dvorim is writing. And since